Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Let's get Alex and East Quag in. BT and Sal on The Fan. What's up, Alex?
I haven't called in a while because Tibbs got fired, so I really didn't have a whole lot to say. But I just saw a pig fly by my house because I find myself agreeing with some of the things that Sal says about the Yankees. I think they need an organizational overhaul, but they're the type of organization that will never do that, of course. Their scouting, their player development, and their coaching stinks. Listen to these ages and stats. Austin Wells, 26, he's hitting .214. Ben Rice is 26, he's hitting .229. Will Warren, with an ERA close to 5, is 26. Volpe, of course, goes without saying. Clark Schmidt, who became a good pitcher, is 29. Luis Gil is 27. Cam Schlittler, he's 24, but his breaking ball is in double A. I think he needs to go back down. They overvalued some of their players. I mean, the great Martian, he's hitting .258. This goes to the fact that their player development stinks. They either draft players who they think are going to be better than they are, or they draft good players and they develop them cruddy.
Couldn't have said it better ourselves, Alex. Good call there. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We've done a lot today, BT. A lot of the trade talk early on. Got into some NFL, of course, the neighbor situation. Luckily, it seems like everything's okay with his shoulder. Done some Hall of Fame stuff as well. So we've had a variety of topics.
Well, it's a good time of the year. It's a good time of the year because there's optimism with the Jets and the Giants. Obviously, we're going to get some alerts throughout. So-and-so went down, waiting results of an MRI or the imaging, whatever. That's football camp for you. We're used to it. But the Jets and the Giants are around the bend. The Mets right now are playing really crisp baseball. The Yankees are not, but they're certainly interesting to see where they go. So there's a lot of stuff on the table. Let's do it.
We've been together for almost exactly 2 years. It might have actually been a little over 2 years. Matter of fact, my mom wants to buy us lunch.
Really? Yeah. I tell you. She gave me
the money.
I love you, Mom.
Yeah. She's like, oh, did they do anything for you? I'm like,
did they do anything? No. Yeah, they didn't take the key fob away.
Yeah, they let us in the building. But she gave me money over the weekend when I had her.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's like, buy BT and everybody lunch for the anniversary. Because she knows, she keeps track of this.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is, in the 2 years that we've been together, we've had the Mets and Yankees miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the Mets and Yankees go on incredible runs. We've had the Knicks go on great run. We have not
Rangers
had,
went on a big run.
Rangers go on a big run.
2 years ago.
We have not had
Johnny's.
Johnny's big run. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Another one. There's obviously been a lot of other fun stuff in there. We've had some deaths, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
We have not had the Jets and Giants have any modicum of success.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that we have been missing. I know we as a whole in New York sports, but you or I have not had a chance to talk about anything good with the football teams here.
I'm dying to be able to do this, man. I am dying to be able to come in here on Mondays, you know, after Jets and Giants wins, and Fridays coming off a win a few days before that, anticipating the next day.
Yeah.
Rather than lamenting, all right, who do we have to bury today? Who do we have to get fired? What quarterback do we have to look at to draft? I mean, what GM's got to get bounced? What owner's a mess right now? Like, it would be really nice to do that. And again, without overstating it, I am bullish on the season for both of these teams to an extent.
Right.
I'm not talking about, like, playoffs or 12 wins. I'm talking about just giving us a competitive brand, much more buttoned up from a Jets perspective. Yeah. That's for damn sure. Just the penalties and all that stuff. And just, you know, giving us enough to sustain our football fix, which has been on hiatus for too long.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it as well, hopefully. And like you said, success doesn't mean playoffs for either team. It could just mean having a first successful year for the Jets, building it the right way, showing promising signs of developing under Aaron Glenn. And then for the Giants, you know, seeing a competent offense to go along with maybe an exciting defense.
Think about this.
That can win some games.
We've had DeVito, which was a cool local story, but the DeVito, we had the Carl Banks stuff, we had the Kayvon Thibodeau stuff.
Zach Wilson, the unkillable because Rodgers gets hurt. It's been about Rodgers.
Beningo and Sala with the text. Jesus, what a circus, dude.
It's been bad. Firing Sala, should they bring it back? Should they not? Same thing with Dable. Uh-huh. The planes flying over MetLife Stadium. It's been ugly. Woo. Please, just give us a decent football season. All right, BT and Sal on the field. Let's finish up on the phones. Austin is calling from Toms River. What's up, Austin?
What's going on, guys? So I just wanted to talk about the Mets real quick. I've watched about 95% of the game. I probably missed 10 games total this season. And personally, I think it would be a mistake for the Mets to trade for anything other than pitching right now. When we think back to the beginning of the year, our pitching was so locked in. It kept us in so many games. We could be up by one or two runs, and you know, we just felt like our pitching was going to do the job and hold down the fort. You know, fast forward to more recently, I know that obviously we're coming off a seven-game winning streak, but, you know, just the struggles as of recently, you know, one or two runs, it doesn't feel the same. Like, are we going to get Brazoban from last night where he's, you know, coming in the game and he's, you know, giving up a bunch of runs and mistakes? Or, you know, are we going to get...
I don't think you could trust him. You can't trust him anymore.
No, you can't. And listen, I think put McNeil in center. He's a good center fielder. I've seen him make great plays. I don't think it makes sense to trade for Robert Jr. because McNeil does a good job at center field. I don't think you're picking up that much.
Oh,
you know?
Austin, Robert's a legit center fielder.
Yeah, he's elite.
No, he's a legit center fielder, yes. But I think that our problem is in the pitching.
Why are you just limiting to one? You don't think they can get bullpen help and add Robert? They absolutely can.
I think we need more bullpen help than I think we need fielders right now.
I would probably agree with that.
Me too, right? Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you can't do both just to make sure that you kind of check every box here.
Yeah. I mean, what's the limit on what the Mets could acquire here? I don't think it's unrealistic. I'm not saying go get Alcantara, Robert, Presley, whatever from the... From the Cardinals.
We talked about him before.
I want a legit bullpen arm. That would be my priority. Maybe two bullpen arms. It's realistic to think they could get another bullpen arm. They already added Soto. Now, I still want two myself.
Meaning two more plus Soto or yes. one plus Soto no, no, equals no. two?
Two more.
I don't think you're getting that.
Maybe not.
That would surprise me.
But I at least want one dominant bullpen arm at the very least, and maybe I'd like another one too, and then you push everybody down.
I thought you meant two dominant.
Rarely coming back. Yeah, one dominant and one more guy that, like, I don't know, I could push Garrett and Brazoban and Stanek down. Uh-huh. Really, Soto, Diaz is good. They're missing one more legit piece. I think it's realistic to expect one high leverage, dominant bullpen arm at the very least, and a center fielder. I don't think that's unrealistic.
No, it's not. It shouldn't be unrealistic because, number one, you've got an abundance of players who are young and controllable, and there's some redundancy in some of the positions like Beatty and Vientos. And there's so you certainly have a surplus. I'm not saying you have the best system in the majors, but it's pretty good. It's more fruitful than it's been. So you've got some interesting young players who are cheap that other teams would want. And you've got an owner, you know, in terms of biting off $20 million, what remains of the contract this year for Robert, $20 million next year. He could obviously absorb that. We've seen it before.